A group called the Sandy Ground Project is building 26 playgrounds as living memorials to the children who died in the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. 6-year-old Anna Grace Marquez Green used to come to Hartford's Elizabeth Park with her parents, and a corner of the park is being turned into playground number 18.
We chose Hartford because it is very, very important to us. Jimmy and I used to make out in the park over there.
Her mother, Nelba, says she would play here with Anna, her son, Isaiah, and her husband, Jimmy, before they moved to Canada. At the park, it's a bit like watching volunteers build a giant model, except there's an audience. There's even a tent with food and hot drinks. Deborah Harvey is here with her son Gabriel, who is a cousin of Anna Grace and Isaiah.
There are these construction workers and this assembly line of people who obviously have done this at least 2 times before. But there's lots of spectators here. There's people milling around. It has a really kind of festive atmosphere, given that this is originated from such a tragedy. It's really celebratory. It's very celebratory of Anna Grace's life.
She says the playground is purple because that is Anna Grace's favorite color.
They've just hung up a plaque that is from Anna Grace's artwork that says, "I am thankful for our family, air, school." And I can't read the other two, but it's her handprint, and it's all the things she's thankful for.
Keith Gaston met Anna Grace's mother, Nelba, when they both spoke at a panel at the University of Hartford recently. He notices that there are people from all age groups and walks of life.
The kids are probably wondering and questioning why they're here, what's going on, and the parents are going to have to explain to them what happened.
Heidi Washburn has been thinking about that. She's here with her children, and she worked with Anna Grace's mother several years ago.
I tried to explain death to the little one, and I told her that my mother, for example, her happy feelings, her good feelings lived in my heart. And so if they ask, I will tell them that we built a playground so the happy feelings that Anna gave us can live in the playground too, so that we can all share them. Okay. That's pretty much the best I got without breaking down into tears. So, but I've given it a lot of thought, and that's what I came up with.
The team will cut the ribbon on the new playground on April 4th, which is Anna Grace's birthday. Alan Yu, WNPR News.